Well, good morning to all. I'm Soumitra from Mindra Water Project Information. This is another podcast. Now, in this podcast, I'm going to talk particularly about whether the carbon footprint, which is called as, is it a serious matter or not? Because I've been talking to certain people, you know, in the industry, whether they are taking the effect of plastic on the world and of course the bottled water business which we are concerned about. So some people, you know, from the industry have said that no, it is not that serious. I mean, there is no alternative, so why we should bother about it. And some people are really concerned about it, and they say that no, it is a serious threat. I mean, even the government of India has declared that by 2022, you know, all the plastic, you know, has going to be single-time use plastic is going to be stopped from usage or production also. So naturally, bottles also, it comes under that, the PET bottles, though it is, you know, the PET is recirculated, so it is having lesser, but it is definitely, it is also under threat. So we should also look to it that what others, the major players, naturally, if we are thinking about it, we should also think what are the majors are thinking about it, like the major brands, you know, like there are many brands, you know, exactly like Coke, Pepsi, Aquafina and all those other people. So we also need to see what they are doing in this respect. So we actually did a little, you know, research online, and we came to certain, there are certain conclusions, you can say. So what they are doing, you know, so let's see what is the impact on the world's major brands. So I'll just pause it for a minute, let me see. So welcome back. I had paused it particularly since I was opening the blog post which has been written on this aspect. So let's see what is happening in the world. Okay. So Danone and Pepsi and Coke, you know, Danone is a maker of Evian water. So they, Pepsi and Coke, have already started experimenting with aluminum cans. So Pepsi and Coke, you know, they have already introduced aluminum cans in the US, and Danone is also all set to use the aluminum cans. Again, aluminum can is a better option than PET. And it is good, it leaves a good carbon footprint. It is good for recycling also. Only thing is that the economics needs to be worked out for cans. Because like PET bottles are, you know, made in-house in a bottled water plant. So I don't know whether aluminum cans can be made like that. But still today I have not heard that bottled water manufacturer is producing his own aluminum cans or the beverage manufacturer. Second thing is Pepsi has also been, you know, they are heavily investing into something called a soda stream, you know. Soda stream is a home soda making system. So they are investing heavily into that, okay. So no doubt it's an American or Western world trend. But here also, I mean, in India there are not many domestic soda makers. But the message is, why they are investing into soda business, because Pepsi's core business is the essence and the, you know, the sparkling water or something like that. Because water is their secondary business, you can say, compared to this cold drinks business. Okay, so cold drink business is their core business. What they are doing now is they are investing more into soda streams. So soda streams, with soda streams they are selling their Pepsi essence for making the soda at house. So they have seen clearly, what is the message from that is, if there are no PET bottles, you know, in the market, still their essence should sell, because their business is the essence which they are selling, not the bottles. Okay, bottled essence is secondary, essence is their main business. Similarly, you should also think that water is your business, not just bottled water. Okay, and why they are thinking of soda? Because soda is, you know, CO2, it gives more money. So that is why they are looking into it. In India also, you get home soda makers. So there is a company called Mr. Butler's. So they are also offering you the soda making system, same like soda stream. So this is what is the thing. So you should also incorporate CO2 into your product mix. Okay. So about CO2, this is carbonated soft drinks. So in our trainings, we are having a section called, we also suggest people to have CSD, you know. So that is carbonated soft drinks. So that is also an additional thing you can think about. So number three is Pepsi has also come out with a brand called Drinkfinity. Okay, so what is Drinkfinity? Drinkfinity offers you some pods, you know, they call it pods, which contain flavors from Pepsi, and use tap water as the base drink again. Again, the concept is same. If PET bottle business comes into threat, they are already cashing on into the tap water which has been supplied by the local municipality. Okay, so what they have done is the pod is nothing but, you know, a kind of, you can say, a small vial kind of actually a cap. Okay, so you have to remove the cap of your regular bottle and put the pod in place, and you have to press it. So once you press it, the essence which is consisted in that pod, so it is a capsule kind of thing, so it consists the Pepsi essence. Okay, so you press it and the essence get mixed in the water, then you have to just shake it and use it like that. So again, that is also a thing which they want to cash it on with the pods. Fourth experiment is they're also this Coke, Nestle and Danone, they're also going to introduce water purifiers with options to add soda flavors. See, again, understand, soda is their profit making vehicle. Okay, so for people to consume soda, so they need base as the pure water. So they are again cashing it on the pure water. So they will also supply the water purifier. Once the water is purified, they will add soda into that. So that is what they are looking like. So, you know, then if you must have heard about the water balls, you know, which is coming, 100% edible water balls. So you can see on the internet, you can search on that. It's made from seaweed, a plant called seaweed. So it is made from that. And this is the 2013 invention, and still it has not come off. What I think Danone is looking to cash on. So once that technology is established, so you can always put it into operation. So this is what is happening around the world. Okay, so what I feel is basically, you know, what are the observations from this particular efforts is you have to keep CSD in your product mix. So money is there. Okay, because CO2, that is a value addition. If you send, for example, if you talk, or flavor water also, if you talk about a flavor water bottle, so flavor water bottle, you know, typically costs some, for 200 ml, it costs 35 rupees, okay? And, you know, the cost of 1 liter water bottle is 20 rupees. So you can clearly make the difference. In flavored water also, flavor is very less, water is more. So it is a pure cost of that. You know? So that is one thing, soda and this CSD you should keep in your product mix. Second observation is think of domestic purifiers. This can be a future trend. If, you know, PET is now, people are taking it very seriously, the plastic challenge. So people will tend to carry more and more water in their own bottles. So why not, you know, to enter into domestic purifiers? If Coke and everybody is going to enter into that, it's also a call for you. So enter into domestic purifiers, introduce your purifiers with your brand, so you can have a good market with that. So what then, third observation which I have seen, that in any of the above markets, nobody has thought a vending machine as a market for that. So water ATM can be a very good option, you know. So don't be surprised if you see in future, you see water ATMs like the money ATMs, bank ATMs, with branded like Bisleri water ATM or Kinley water ATM or something like that. So before that, before anybody enters, why not you enter yourself with a water business, okay, with a water ATM. So this many steps we are sharing in our trainings. Whenever we are conducting the trainings, we are always sharing these, you know. So recently there was a training happened, and for the other trainings you can always go and check on our website. The website is mineralwaterprojectinformation.org. I will repeat, mineral water, MINERALWATER project, project information, INFORMATION, fairly a long name, but mindrawaterpressuredinformation.org, and just go to trainings on that. There is a menu called trainings. Under trainings, you can check, you know, live trainings. Then we also have a home study course if you are not able to come to the trainings to attend it live. And I would also request you to check the testimonials and reviews. There are hundreds of people who have been reviewing our trainings. So as we say rightly, that over 600, now it has crossed 700 now. 700 people have been trained, and some 140 odd people have started their own businesses. So why not you be the next person? And believe me, it can be any business. We are offering consultancy for all kinds of businesses. So do check in, and for next training, if you want to join, you can just reply this podcast also. Thank you so much, and wish you a very happy November. Thank you.